Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
A 63-yard try for the lead and the game. Ball put down, kick is away, short! Baltimore has won!
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
I know this isn't the case, but it feels like every single Broncos game this year has ended with Brandon McManus attempting a field goal that would like shatter records to win the game if he were to make it. Like, here's McManus from the parking lot to win, and it's just, of course it's not gonna go.
Well, I think that could be part of our handicap of this game we're about to talk about. We'll do it in a second. The Broncos play some interesting games from a score standpoint.
Okay, this one's very interesting. I don't think so. I'm considering betting the Broncos. I'm considering it. I am considering
okay.
it.
Being considered.
We'll get right. It is hashtag
what
under
is it advisement. Called? What is it called when you give out the bets? Speculative. It's speculative. Yeah.
Oh, is this Jake, can I run with this, what you just tweeted here or no?
Like, it would like kind of confirm some this? Of the reporting we had earlier today. Yeah.
So I just want to make sure here that this is not like
a big hot stove season right now. Big hot stove season going on.
John Heyman tweets
scorching hot.
I just wanted to make sure this was not like a fake account. Not that I would think like Jake was just to make sure that right. we're good.
Like it was like Jim John Heyman or something.
Yeah. The verified account of John Heyman, Odyssey Sports MLB insider, has tweeted: Aaron Judge appears headed to the San Francisco Giants. God, I hope it happens. I want it to happen really badly. I want him to leave. And I want this. You know what? This is going to take us in a completely different direction. I don't think we want to go in, which is me just bitching.
Why don't we wait till it's official? When it's official, maybe tomorrow, you can give us a segment on it. I think I think people would be interested in your opinion with Cashman re-signing.
Hey, I think See my ya. Day might... I don't think my day is ruined, but I'm also not sure that it isn't right now by all of this. But so we're just going to move on. So let's, you know what, Jake, let's bring the recommends up here and let's get the mood lightened a little bit here while I talk about, you know, it's going to make me feel better betting on Russell Wilson. The Chiefs and the Broncos on Sunday coming up from Mile High as we continue our handicap of week 14. Kansas City, a 9.5-point road favorite. Total here is 43. So Kansas City favored by 9.5. The total is 43. So Denver not expected to score a lot of points in this game. My projected point spread for this game here, Ken, is Kansas City -8.5. So we're like right in range of like what I think it should be.
Sure.
I'll give my opinion on this game in a second. And I mentioned on yesterday, this was 8.5 and I teased the hell out of the Chiefs basically every way I could. Kansas City down to 2.5. What is your thought on this game? Pen, pencil, blood, or blank? Chiefs and Broncos.
My number is close to yours. My number is this. My number is 9.5 in the game. 10 would get really interesting. 10.5, you'd almost have to bet Denver. Even if you didn't want to, you'd have to bet Denver. I just find this interesting. I was on FN in New York before our show on Sunday, and they, I don't know why they asked me about this game. They asked me about Ravens Broncos, and I was like, I don't have a bet in the game. The number's 9 or 9.5. I was like, I have some teasers with Baltimore when it was 8.5, but like, I don't have a bet on the game. Here is something interesting. And they were like, I was like, if I had to make a case for something, it would be the under. And here was my rationale before the game on Sunday was played. I was like, if I had to bet the game, I did not have a bet in the game that wasn't a teaser. If I had to bet the game, I'd bet the under. Here's why. In the last 7 games, here are the total points scored in the Broncos last 7 games. Not by Denver, the total points scored in the game. 21, blackjack, 35, 25, 38, 27, 38, 33, and then they play Baltimore and they combine for 19. So the Broncos basically have been like the under machine of all time for 2 months, and they play a lot. And here are the margins of defeat in the games that they've lost, because they've lost 7 of those games. They beat the Jaguars. They've lost 7 of those games. Margins of defeat: 3, 3, 7, 7, 6, 13 to the Panthers. 1, I mentioned that, 13 to the Panthers, 1 last week against Tyler Huntley, Lamar Jackson, and the Ravens. So just like, who has Denver been the whole year? Really good defense. Game's very low scoring. Usually a one possession game. And they lose. I look at this game and I just go, oh, so like maybe a little closer than everyone expects and they lose. Yeah, okay. That's the story of the Broncos season. That's every game they played. That's basically every game they played the entire time. Why can't this be the same way in a home game at a big number? So yeah, I don't have a bet right now. Even at 10, I would consider betting Denver in the game, just with the type of the game they played and the very low total.
I might bet Denver like at 9.5 if it never goes to 10.
Which is funny because you have so much teasers. It's just very funny because it's like we're all talking about Denver and you're like, I teased Kansas City with anything that wasn't bolted down, basically. Got teased Kansas City. It's very funny.
I think Kansas, I don't want to bet Denver to win the game ever. No. So I think Kansas City wins like Denver's like plucky in the game and Kansas City wins by, let's say, 7 or less.
3-6, whatever. Yeah.
Or even by 7. They could win by 7 and I would
be a great result for you. That'd be a great result for you.
I have not bet the Broncos yet. I am not even saying I am going to bet the Broncos. Just that if I had to bet this game, I think this kind of sets up as like a Denver bet where Denver like keeps this like sneaky close a little bit and loses at the end.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think you're right. Like I think that's the most, I should say this, not that how I think that's going to play out. I think that is the most likely way that the game plays out is one possession game a lot. Denver probably loses some kind of single digit loss. It's like literally the story of their entire season. Now, to be fair, the Chiefs, like, I mean, all the teams that are part of that kind of lose 8 of 9 streak, I mean, the Chiefs are significantly better than all of them, especially when you consider that it was a backup quarterback for Baltimore last week for a lot of that game. So maybe that makes the handicap different. I just think it's interesting. Just score. It's just so consistent. That's the crazy part. And even the three games they played the Raiders, it was a crazy high scoring game. They lost 32-23. Even the three games to start the year. We remember that we were in Vegas watching the Houston game. It could not. That was when the red zone was a disaster. This team, it's not like it's gotten better, but just that was when we didn't know what it was going to be. They beat Houston 16-9. This is what they've been. Why is it going to be different in this game? In a cold Denver game, the defense is still pretty good. It is kind of interesting.
I hate to do this because he's like our guy, but like because we mentioned it on the show, John Heyman has tweeted now. The Giants say they have not heard on Aaron Judge. My apologies for jumping the gun.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Well, maybe he ends up on the Giants anyway. We'll see. We'll follow it.
You have to do now, do it. Go ahead.
Can I ask you about something else about Broncos Chiefs, just because we haven't talked about it? Yeah. Let's say that this game is exactly the type of game that we think it's going to be. Let's say that's true.
I bet Jalen Hurts to win MVP.
I mean, and let's talk about Offensive Player of the Year, too.
Sure.
I don't think MVP is that. MVP, people be like, well, how can you not have a valuable bet? Both guys are under 2-1. It's going to be one of them. I don't know which one. Tell me who you think is going to win the games. I don't know who's going to win the games. Just like, it's really close. And they're both really low priced. I don't think there's a very valuable bet. We talk about Offensive Player of the Year for a second. So, I think the running backs are out. So, we don't even have to have the conversation. They also don't matter anymore. Period in the NFL. So, the quarterbacks and the receivers. I've done this a million times on the show. I won't read the rankings again. Winning the Offensive Player of the Year every year is about being awesome in yards and awesome in touchdowns. And it's never about just one, ever. History of the league, never about being good in just one of them, ever. Okay, here are the rankings this year for the prominent players in the... It sounds like I'm introducing the Academy Awards. Here are the nominees for Most Outstanding Offensive Player of the Year. Okay.
We're gonna name Mahomes, and then the PwC envelope is gonna be wrong, and it's actually gonna be like Devontae right. Adams.
No, never mind. It's actually Devontae Adams. So here are the rankings right now. We'll do the quarterbacks first. Actually, we'll do it in the order of the market because Scott just put the market in. Tyreek's plus 190. He is first in yards among receivers, and he is tied for 17th in touchdowns. The worst ranking in a position group in touchdowns ever to win this award. And when I say ever, I mean the last 25 years. Michael Thomas was tied for 4th 3 years ago. 4th. Tyreek Hill tied for 17th. He's the favorite. He is also still not on pace to break Calvin Johnson's record. He's going to come short by about 75 yards right now. Jalen Hurts is 2nd. He's not 1st in remotely anything. 9th in yards, 4th in touchdowns. He's run for 600 yards and 8 rushing touchdowns. Now, Bill likes to bring up this point all the time, and Bill's right. That he can break Cam Newton's single-season rushing touchdowns record. Like, that actually is possible because of the couple outstanding games that he's had, especially recently. So that's possible, but, that's kind of a long shot. And he's not even remotely close in passing yards. And when Cam won, Cam was also tied for 2nd in passing touchdowns. So, he didn't just do what Jalen Hurts is going to do. He did way more than that to win Offensive Player of the Year. Also, they only lost once. Maybe the Eagles only lose once, whatever. But, flawed candidate, let's be honest. So that's Tyreek and that's Hurts. Those are the two favorites. And they are very flawed. Jefferson's 3-1, 2nd in yards, tied for 9th in touchdowns. Basically has one more touchdown than Tyreek Hill. So he's closer to getting there, but not there. And that would be the worst ever finish in touchdowns from a guy to ever win. And he's the 3rd favorite. Mahomes is 4th. He's 1st and 1st. They also are 9.5 against Denver in a game that apparently is going to be 10-8 or something. So just like, this isn't a great game for Mahomes Offensive Player of the Year candidacy, if I'm being perfect. It's the worst game on the schedule left from a scoring standpoint. I'm going to go to a weird one next. Davante Adams is fourth in yards and tied for the lead in the NFL in touchdowns among receivers. And they are going to win on Thursday. And if they win all of their games, they have 10 wins. And like, just ignore the record just for a second. If you showed me just the stats of the players, I promise I'm almost done. I know I'm rambling a lot. If I just showed you the stats and said, who is the most likely player to win? And you didn't know the records of any of the teams, you would say Davante Adams and Patrick Mahomes would be your answer. That would be the two players that you said were the most likely to win. And they're the current fourth and 10th choices to win the, I love this market. Every week I love this market because it's just weird and no one makes sense. And the players that make the most sense aren't the favorites. And like the receiver, if you think like, no, Tyreek's going to win, or like, no, Jefferson's going to win because they win a lot, tell them to catch more touchdowns. They got to get a lot more than this. They're not there yet. They're not even close. Like, Jefferson's got to catch like 6 more touchdowns the rest of the year to get in range of this. I don't know if that's going to happen. Maybe it just happens. Maybe they just catch 6 touchdowns, but they haven't done it yet. There's not a lot of games left. I just think that's so interesting. I don't know. Who do you think is going to win Offensive Player of the Year?
I think you made a pretty compelling case for Davante Adams.
They got to win, though, man. It's so tough.
All right.
You'd almost rather bet him than them to make the playoffs.
What? Okay. That's a great call because, yeah, that I don't disagree with that at all. What is the minimum number of games the Raiders have to win?
Have to be 9-8.
Have to be at least 9-8.
That's 4.
Have to.
That's four out of 5.
So they gotta go,
you want to go through the games?
Go 4-1.
I got the games right here.
So win on Thursday. So they got to win 3.
They win on Thursday, which is their highest win probability. Well, maybe not, because we'll go through kind of what the games are. Where's my app on this? I got it right here. Okay. The Raiders are 5-7 at the Rams. Let's say 6-7. They host the Patriots. They're probably favored in that game now.
I mean, flip a coin.
That's, by the way, that's Patriots on a short week off at Arizona. Have to go to Vegas, by the way. Like, Raiders 2.5? Raiders 3?
I mean, oh, man. Yeah, probably.
A horrible schedule situation. But Vegas extra rest off a Thursday, too?
Yeah.
Raiders 2.5.
Okay.
All right. They're favored to us, I guess, whatever. 7-7. At Pittsburgh, which is like, I don't know if no people comprehend how important that game is going to end up being in 3 weeks. Wait, because like
the
Pittsburgh might go win-win
rivalry,
right? Just unbelievable. So like that Pittsburgh will be favored in that game by a very small number would be my guess.
Ready, by the way, for when that game happens? Like, because this is like the first NFL season since Coach Madden passed away. Like all like the Raiders, like especially that was Madden's big rivalry as a coach was with the Steelers, obviously. Raiders and Steelers for the playoffs, like Coach Madden's, like, I don't want to say specter a bad word to use, but Coach Madden kind of hanging over that game, like the stakes are going to be absolutely tremendous.
Yeah, hanging over is like even it just, you know, like he'll be discussed a lot around the game, which is great for his legacy. There are 2 games at the end of the season are the most interesting, actually. So they're 5-7 at the Rams, home Patriots, at the Steelers. We just went through all of them. All very winnable. Not a coin flip Thursday, but 2 coin flips. The last 2 games are both at home. Week 17, they host the Niners, which is now Brock Purdy. And like, there'll be a dog. Field goal? Something like that, maybe?
Let's see
how Brock Purdy plays. Oh my God. Playoff implications of that game are crazy. For both teams, what if the Niners start losing games? The last game of the season, they host the Chiefs. The Chiefs may be locked into the 2. Because
they
don't have the head-to-head with Buffalo, in which case there's no way Mahomes plays in the game. If they go 9-8, I don't know if Adams can win. Maybe he can. But maybe he can win because no one else makes sense.
But if he wins at 9-8, it's because because he's the reason why they went 9-8.
No kidding. I totally agree. And players have won just going over 500. Players have won going just 500 because in those seasons there wasn't anybody that made sense.
50-1 right now at the King of Sportsbooks, BetMGM. So that was the Chiefs and the Broncos. On the other side, Seahawks, Panthers, Dolphins, Chargers for sure to wrap up hour number 3.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.